Amy Zagman, she's the director of the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health. Amy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us about your organization.
The Council for Maternal and Child Health has been around for almost 30 years. We're an advocacy organization of probably some unlikely partners, large hospital systems, all the way down to local public health departments and other small organizations across the maternal and child health spectrum. And we come together to advocate on issues instead of being like-situated organizations. We talk about just the issue of maternal and child health. So I do their advocacy for them.
Earlier this week, the House Children, Seniors, and Families Committees approved HB 5572 relating to the funding of proven home visiting models in Michigan. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. We've been doing some work on House Bill 5572 to help direct the funding that the state already spends on home visiting. So the bill doesn't actually contain any funding. What it does do is direct the funding that's already spent in the state of Michigan on home visiting. Home visiting is prenatal through age 5 service delivery in the home, voluntary services to help families with a variety of risk factors, help them improve outcomes for their families and their children. And what the bill does is says that the funding that's used in the state of Michigan will only be used on programs that are evidence-based or promising. And those terms are defined in the bill. So it makes sure that the money that's spent in Michigan is spent on things that we know are getting outcomes for families and for taxpayers.
How many people does this involve?
We think, and that's one of the things that the bill seeks to also establish, is really more of a home visiting system in Michigan, since home visiting does have a variety of outcomes, and currently funding is spread across 3 different departments, the Department of Community Health, the Department of Education, and the Department of Human Services. It will help us get a better handle on what is currently spent. What we think right now is about a little over 30,000 families of the 350,000 who potentially are in need are currently being served.
How much is the budget, and where does the money come from?
Most of the money that's currently spent in Michigan is spent in what we call Medicaid match. So the state puts up a dollar and the federal government matches that. And the largest program in Michigan is the Maternal Infant Health Program. And so that program is a Medicaid benefit. And as I said, the state puts up about $15 million in general fund match. And the federal government matches that with about another two-thirds. So it's a very sizable program that delivers a great benefit to those families.
All right, it passed the committee. Where is it at now?
The bill is actually sitting on the House floor. It was taken up on second reading yesterday and advanced to third reading, so it will be potentially on the calendar next Tuesday.
All right, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I'm hopeful that we've done our work with House members and that we have the votes for passage. We have a great sponsor, Representative Lisa Lyons from Alto, and she's been a fabulous champion for us. And I think with her leadership and the work that we've done to educate members about home visiting and the value of the bill, that hopefully we will see passage in the House on Tuesday. And actually, given the short session calendar, we're hoping the Senate might tee us up for quick action as well.
Okay, why do people need home visiting, and explain the specifics of what that is?
A lot of people are a little confused about the term home visiting. Home visiting, it helps families with things that we all know are the case when a new family, a pregnant woman, or a family who's bringing home a new baby, all of the issues that go along with that. So families have risk factors. They're a low-income family. They're a single-parent family. They have had previous poor birth outcomes. A variety of risk factors make a family a good candidate for home visiting. A trained professional then comes into the home. Different models use different varieties of trained professionals. But a trained professional comes into the home and helps the family with those issues in a very relationship-oriented way. The idea is to establish a trust relationship, help the woman, help the family seek prenatal care, understand all of the things that it takes to have a healthy and happy infant and child, and all of the associated, sort of the idea of being a child's great first teacher. Child development, health and safety, all of those things that maybe sometimes we take for granted are second nature and aren't so much for some families.
Amy Zagman is the director for the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health. Amy, after the vote is taken next week, give us a call and let us know what happened.
Great. Thank you so much, Tony.